A person's parents are his what and his what?
Well, I said like this. You can look at a person's appearance and tell about what kind of fellow he is.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
Now, a person's, let's see now, another way to say mama and daddy is what? What's a more formal way to say mama and daddy?
Mama and daddy in the back, are they going together or something?
Well, now you could say, there are a lot of different things you could call your mother and your parents.
Yes.
You could call them mama and daddy.
Yeah.
You could call them ma and papa.
Ma and pa, yes.
And what's another way you could call them?
You call mother and father.
Okay. Robins, blue jays, and sparrows are all different kinds of...
birds.
Okay. What color is this paper?
White.
Okay. Let's see. What do you call a female child?
A boy.
Okay. And what about the other one? A person might have a boy and a...
A girl.
Okay. A wagon has four...
Four wheels.
Before he went fishing, the boy dug some...
bait.
Okay. Now, what do you call those little things that you do dig? Little creepy crawly things? Any kind of little creepy crawly
things? Earth worms.
Okay. If a person has a lot of money, you say he's rich. Yeah. If he doesn't have any money, you say he's...
He's poor.
Okay. She kept her coins in a small change...
box.
Yeah, and what's something else that a person might keep coins in?
Pocketbook.
And something else. Little smaller, maybe. With a little catch on top or something.
Snuff box.
No. But all those things are true, but I'm just trying to get you to say one particular word. A little something that a person might put change in, maybe that size and that size, and has a little catch on top. You could call it a pocketbook, or you could call it a...
A screw top.
No, what I'm thinking of is
a little bell.
Well, it's a little bag kind of thing.
Little bag kind of thing?
Yeah. What I'm thinking of is a purse.
Yes.
Would you say that word for me, please?
Yes, that says a purse.
Okay. Let's see now. Sometimes a female goat is called a nanny goat.
Yes.
And a male goat is called a...
Billy goat.
Okay. Do you remember in the story of Little Red Riding Hood what animal it was Little Red Riding Hood met?
Yeah, I remember part of it, not all of it.
Well, do you remember what kind of animal that was Little Red Riding Hood met in the woods? Something that's sort of like a dog, but it's a wild animal.
Look like a lamb. I read that, but I can't.
Little lamb.
Huh?
Little lamb.
No, that's one. That's right. That's one story. But this particular story. It's the one about Little Red Riding Hood, and she goes through the woods. Do you
a fox?
Well, now that's, well, the thing, the animal I'm thinking of is a little bigger than a fox. It's a wild animal, it's bigger than a fox, and it looks kind of like a dog. And there.
Not a rabbit.
No. No, the thing, well.
I'm trying to think.
Let me see now if there's another way I can. Well, there's a song that children sing sometimes, and they say, who's afraid of the big bad?
Bear.
Well, that's one of them. But I'm thinking of is a wolf.
Red Riding, Red Riding.
Yeah, the word that I'd like you to say for me is wolf.
Wolf, say? Yes, yeah. Ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
The place where a lot of corn is grown is called a corn.
Cornfield.
Okay. We planted some turnips and some lettuce in the...
In the cornfield.
Okay. And flowers grow in a...
And the yard.
Okay. And a place where you might plant just a few tomatoes and things like that, maybe right around the house, would be a little...
We call it a garden.
Okay. The holiday in late November when we eat turkey and dressing. I'm going to make you hungry again.
Thank you, Dad.
Okay. A highway is made out of
rocks and cement.
Okay.